Now, John, in the 1950s and 60s, the classic TV game show I've Got a Secret was really on the cutting edge, introducing inventions and technologies ranging from crazy glue to the silicon chip. In this episode from 1957, a young man introduces the panel to his rather smashing invention.
Because Mel Steinberg's secret is that he built an atom smasher in the living room of his house.
Well, now, here's the thing. This thing is capable of smashing an atom. However, as we know, smashing atoms is not the safest hobby in the world. If you were to turn the thing on as it stands in the theater tonight, what would happen?
We'd lose the panel, ourselves, and the people in about the first three or four rows.
Now, have you ever smashed an atom with him?
Well, the Board of Health saw that I didn't.
Now, actually, to turn this thing on, he would have to have a concrete covering about 6 feet thick, yeah, as you told me. So here he has built a machine that the highest authorities say is an atom smasher, that it cannot help but work, and he's never been allowed to turn it on.
Gary,
yes?
May I ask what may seem a very stupid question, but how does a boy of 16 know how to build something like this?
Did your high school teachers help you?
No, they told me where to go for information.
Unbelievable.
A remarkable young man. Yes, Bill?
Is that plugged in?
No, sir, it is not.
John, why aren't there more televised national forums on TV right now, like I've Got a Secret, to showcase scientists and inventors?
Well, that's a good question. I should say, by the way, I'm not particularly aware of that invention, of how real that one was, and maybe that's part of the answer why. But, you know, I think it's hard to say. You've got people, you know, the Nobel Prize winner Leon Letterman, for years, who's no relation to David Letterman, by the way.
Let's hope not.
Spelling. He for years has argued that Hollywood should really try to create some sort of TV series that was set in a laboratory, or more movies that were set in laboratories. Now, I have some reservations about whether that's really likely to be a good idea, you know, having worked in a laboratory. I know a little bit of just how poorly suited to a lot of kind of plot lines it really is. That said, I think it's sort of a tough sell. The nature of television is that it has to move along very, very briskly, and sometimes it's very hard to explain the science quickly. So a lot of scientific presentations on TV tend to be very shallow and a little unsatisfying, and I think it's just sometimes so much easier to move over to the celebrity news and that sort of thing.
So you wouldn't recommend an American Idol for scientists?
Well, you know, it was fascinating to see that they've got this this American inventor show going, and yet they don't really, to my mind, seem to be really trying to get the best of American inventors these days for that, because I don't think the best of American inventors are, you know, trying to invent new types of snow shovel and stuff. So they have an interesting notion of what constitutes a good invention for that.
Well, John, as you probably know, I collect TV memorabilia, particularly classic TV props, and it just so happens I have in studio the very atom smasher that young man was demonstrating on I've Got a Secret nearly 50 years ago.
Mercy!
Amazing? Yeah, it's an amazing machine. It consists of many dials and switches from everyday household items like roller skates and washing machines. As a matter of fact, let's see. Let me check this out. Man, this is just amazing. It's too bad you're not in studio to see this. Now there's a red switch here. Now, I wonder what that does.
We're going to have to take a little break, but we'll be back in a moment with John Rennie, editor-in-chief of Scientific American Magazine, who is traveling with us on the TV time machine.
Coming right up with John Rennie, editor-in-chief of Scientific American Magazine, I'm going to pull myself together, just in time to witness a horse-drawn countdown, remove a muffin from the microwave, and add an extra digit to my last-minute redial, courtesy of The Outer Limits. We'll also call upon our good Professor Zeitgeist to gently probe the melodious gray matter of our distinguished guest. This is Jim Benson, at the controls, piloting the TV time machine.
Hello, darling.
darkness, my old friend.
If you've never bought a Volkswagen because it wasn't big enough, okay. Here's a Volkswagen that's big enough. The new VW Fastback Sedan. It's air-cooled. Goes 27 miles on a gallon of gas, which is pretty good for a car that can go 84 miles per hour. On the outside, it's got a trunk up front where most cars have their motors. And in the back, where most cars have their trunks, we have a trunk. A large trunk. Dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon.
We're back again with John Rennie, editor-in-chief of Scientific American magazine, right here on the TV Time Machine.